to get us into this present moment, to let everything else go, to put everything aside, to always take in a breath, get settled, get still, and let's get ready for what lies ahead for the rest of this time together this morning. Let's meditate.
And now I go within. I ride the breath within, breathing deeply and consciously and gratefully. I ride each breath within into the innermost being of myself. I enter into the domain of all creation, infinite possibility. All things are possible. My true residence. My true home. I go within. Going in below the surface of things. Dropping down and more deeply down with every conscious breath. To the inner being of my being, the true and holy self, the God-created self, the eternal and immortal and all-powerful self, the true self of my being. I go within to join with myself into the full awareness of being I am one with the Creator. I enter a quiet place within each of us where we have not forgotten, where we, no matter what happens in our life, we know whatever seems to occur, no matter who leaves or fails to show up, or what they do or fail to do, no matter what the story is, I enter this little part within me that knows all is well, all is God. Sila, a time of rest. Sila, my break for station identification, where I'm blessed to remember I am not sponsored by the things of this world. I am sponsored by the Almighty One, whom we have come to call God. I take a quiet moment in this presence to absorb. To Vaihun, I am blessed indeed.
Heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, Thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven.
Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our debts as we forgive our debtors. And lead us not in temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory forever.
For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory forever. Amen.
Thank you, Leo, for putting together, taking all the pieces and putting together another wonderful, powerful meditation for all of us. We are blessed indeed, as Carlos just shared, and we are always blessed. It is always the best day ever whenever Carlos Wayne Anderson, my friend and brother, is in the house. Will you bring him on in, Leo? How you doing?
I'm doing good, brother. Can you hear me? Am I unmuted?
I can hear you. You are unmuted. And
I'm so grateful to be here. So grateful to be with my Unity of New York family. I really was looking forward to being with you all today so that I could be blessed. I hope to be a blessing, but I knew that I would be blessed. Leo, I have no words to say how amazing you are. You are just something else. You, Tiger, you are awesome and amazing. Thank you so much. And thank you, my brother, Reverend Britt, for all that you are and all that you do. It's just been such a blessing to watch you grow by leaps and bounds over the years, making these quantum leaps, going through your process, and always rising higher and higher and higher, deeper and deeper in your power of your divinity and your ability to orchestrate, to engineer this outstanding ministry. I feel so blessed to be in your company and in the company of my brother Leo this morning and all of the Unity of New York family. Thank you so much.
Thank you. And it is so mutual. It goes into the infinity and beyond.
Absolutely.
Leo and I continue to talk about the joy that we have in collaborating. I will even come up with a last minute idea at 10:45 and say, Leo, do you have time to do this or change this? He's like, I don't know. I know that means yes. Whenever Leo says, I don't know, it means yes, it will be delivered. And you have been delivered here today. And you are always on my heart, on our hearts. And infinite love and gratitude to you, Brother Carlos.
And to you as well.
Take
care. Wow. When I was here a month ago with you, it was the day of my sister Rhonda's celebration of life service. I was on with Unity of New York, and then I needed to get off and prepare myself to get to Hope Church for a 2 o'clock service for my sister. When I saw you last, I was fully on fire. My cup was running over. I was in such gratitude that my sister was no longer in the level of pain that she was on. I was so grateful that she had been freed from her struggle to breathe and to be in peace here. I was grateful for my belief that she has gone to a higher place, that the light is where we have all come from, and the light is where we will all return to. I must tell you, however, since the service, I have been on quite a roller coaster. I want to let you know that for those of you who might think that every moment of every day of the light in the life of Reverend Carlos, he is singing and dancing and shouting and praising and on top of the world. Well, I'm not a biological robot. I am not pure spirit in my experience right now. I am a spirit being having a human experience. And I have been really, really, really aware of my human experience since I saw you all last month, particularly in the last 3 or 4 days. The last 3 or 4 days is when the busyness of handling everything and all of the meetings and the reorganization of the leadership team at Hope Community Church in Amherst, leaning in as the pastor emeritus to become more like the pastor. A lot of figuring out to do, a lot of exciting things that are being planned, and a lot of learning that all of us will be on target with needing to learn and to progress. We have our services so far on the phone, and on Wednesday we will do a practice to go into Zoom. But what I want you to know, I want to tell you this, because you may have days like this and you may imagine that I don't. Well, I want you to know that I do. I have all the days. I have all the human experience that goes on. And I do have God with me through them all. The entire day, Saturday, and the entire day, Friday, I only left my room to go to the bathroom. Karen and Timothy knew that I was experiencing a period of sadness. They knew that I was in my room adjusting, making adjustments in my mind and adjustments in my heart to be living in an entirely different reality than the one I had been living in before my sister made her transition. And so bless their hearts, my brother Timothy and my sister-in-law Karen, they went to my favorite restaurants. They know my favorite foods, and they got what I needed and brought them to me. Karen plated up my food and brought it in my room. I was so grateful. I was able to eat and breathe. So for the last 2 days, all I have done was to eat and breathe, sometimes sitting and breathing, sometimes laying on my back with my right hand over my heart, covered by my left, breathing light and love deep into my heart. And what I've been doing mostly is noticing my process and coming to understand it. I had thought that I had been through it all, that I'd seen it all, but no. This one, this loss is different. I've always had a family member to connect with through all the other losses. We've been able to go back together since the early 1950s. We've been able to remind one another of all that we got over, of all that we witnessed one another get over as a family. There were 6 Andersons collectively: my dad, my mom, my older brother Chuck, myself, my sister Rhonda next to me, and my sister Crystal, the baby of the family. We've always had at least one of the other to process through the changes, to process through the deep losses of life. But now with Rhonda gone, there's no one else, not a single one other, who has witnessed my life entire, who knows the whole story of the Anderson clan and why we were so important to one another. We were the only Andersons in our family system, the 6 of us. My father's mother had married Cherokee Bill Anderson and had my father and his sister, Berta May. But by the time I was born, Berta May had long been married and was now a Jackson, some her children, my cousins, were Jacksons. My father's brothers were the product of his mom's second marriage, and they were Lasleys. And on my mother's side, my cousins were Days. So there were the Jacksons, of which there were a lot. There were the Days, of which there were a whole lot. And there were the Andersons, with just six. So I'm the only one left. And I must acknowledge to you, to tell the truth about your experience, it's the way out. To tell the truth about our experience allows us to move forward through and beyond our experience so that it transforms consistently, gently, one moment at a time into an acclimation, into a new sense of self, a new sense of reality. And that's what I've been doing. There was a time in my life where if I took 2 days to simply breathe and to simply adjust and to simply tend to my mind and tend to my heart, that I would have thought that those were 2 days wasted. Like, wow, you didn't get anything done. You didn't even do the dishes. You didn't bring those ferns in from outside and now they're frozen. Dot, 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 dot. I would have tried to convince myself in days of old that something was wrong with me and that I wasn't doing the best I can, because surely I could get up and go bring ferns in. Surely I could get up and do the dishes. Well, I've not had this experience since Johnny Earl made his transition 29 years ago. The experience of sometimes being immobilized, not feeling necessarily sad, certainly not feeling necessarily joyful, just feeling numb, feeling like all I could do was sit and breathe. I didn't this time think anything was wrong with me. What's the matter with you? Why are you doing this? I realized that I was giving myself something that I really, 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 really need to give myself more often. I was giving myself the gift of unconditional love for Carlos Wayne Anderson. I was looking at me from a place beyond me, a place above me, laying there on my bed with my right hand on my heart, covered with my left, taking deep breaths. And instead of saying something's wrong, I said, this is so right. This is what you need. Nourish yourself. Take care of yourself. Don't run so quickly. This is an adjustment time. And you have never adjusted to anything like this before. You know, all of us experience deep losses at some point in our lifetime. And others of us experience many deep losses in one course of our lifetime. And deep losses are always there to be experienced for what they are. It doesn't have to be the deep loss of a family member or a significant other who has taken their last breath. Some of our deep losses have been the loss of our vocation, the loss of that dream job that we loved, the loss of our home because we weren't able to keep up with the financial requirements of keeping it, the loss of a good friendship. For some, it's the loss of the health we once had, or the vitality that we once had, or the 20/20 vision, or the capacity to hear without using a hearing aid. Losses are many, and each of us knows what a deep loss is for them because you feel it as a deep loss. And so once again, I thought I'd seen it all. I thought I'd done it all. But right now I'm doing something different. I have been thrust into uncharted territory for myself, a terrain I've never traveled before. It's the only Anderson And so a part of me does know that I'm the child of God, connected with all and everything. A part of me knows deeply the meditation that came through me that we are all just blessed to share. But this other part of me that I want to acknowledge is the human experience part that cannot be denied. That part in this particular incident of loss has me feeling sometime very, very, very lonely, very, very, very alone, even though I'm surrounded by such loving people who love me so much. Acknowledging that loss and the depth of it is something that will heal me, something that will free me to move on up a little higher. I sang a little song to the congregation in Boston and in Amherst, and the lyrics I came up with were, "My sister went to heaven much too early, if you ask me. I didn't want her absence. I prayed for intervention so that she wouldn't leave. But even though I didn't know, she had to go. She had to go to higher ground." This was the first year I sang that by myself at the piano at Hope Church. Previously, when I sang it with Rhonda sitting on the piano bench at the time of our sister Crystal's transition. Previous to that, I sat with Rhonda and Crystal at the time of our mother's transition. Before that, with the three of them after my brother's transition. This year, this season, it was me alone, feeling lonely and not judging myself about it, just giving myself unconditional love, remembering the four principles and the fourth of the four in particular, always do your best, understanding that your best will change given the circumstances or the conditions of what is going on and transpiring in your life story. Sometimes I'm standing in the middle of the room. I've gotten up to do something, to get something important done. I get to the door. I can't remember what I was thinking. I can't remember what was so important, but I do know it was something that had to be done today, but I can't figure out what it is. And I bless myself by saying, relax. Let it go. This is the best that you can do right now. Honor that and love yourself unconditionally. This is the message that I would like to give to each and every one of you who have experienced deep, heartfelt losses, those who may be experiencing them right now, those who are looking toward experiencing it with loved ones, or loved things, or loved experiences in our lives that appear to be passing. You know, people come and people go. Life keeps changing, don't you know? Everything has come to pass. Love alone is meant to last. Love alone. You know, I teach, vote for what you want. And then choose what you get. And that's what I do. I voted for my sister to be completely healed, physically, emotionally, mentally, and in every possible way. I prayed for her to be with me for many, many years to come, at least a couple of more decades, God, at least until we're in our late 80s, oh God. When it appeared as though she were leaving, when it appeared as though she was really at her finish, possibly, I did something that I had not done before. I prayed the prayer that Jesus prayed in the Garden of Gethsemane. The cup that I wanted removed from me was the cup of having the experience I'm experiencing right now, life on planet Earth without a single Anderson who knew the whole story, and had witnessed my life entire. I prayed for intervention so that she wouldn't leave. Vote for what you want. I was voting very, 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 very much voting for what I want. Of course, you must choose what you get. In the Garden of Gethsemane, Jesus is seeing what's coming for him. He's seeing the cross. He's seeing the whipping. He's seeing being lashed. He's seeing being mocked and ridiculed. He's seeing carrying a cross. He sees what's coming. He sees him dying slowly on a cross, crucified. And it looks scary. And so Jesus prays his prayer. He casts his vote. Father, if it be thy will, remove this cup from me. Nevertheless, not my will, but thine be done. This is the prayer I prayed 2 weeks before my sister took her last breath. I was voting, 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 but I was forgetting to let go of what I wanted for my personal self and to lean in to the will of God. And so 2 weeks before her last breath, I began to conclude my vote with, nevertheless, not my will, but thine be done. It occurs to me that the will of God is always being done. When Jesus says, nevertheless, he means always the more. Father, I would like to figure out another way to do this salvation thing, to do this great awakening of humanity into the relationship of intimacy with the Creator. There's got to be a different way than this cross thing. There's got to be a different way than the suffering and dying that I see coming. Nevertheless, always the more, not my will, but thine, thy will be done. Thy will be done is the always answered prayer, because God's will always is being done. It may not look like it from our human perspective when we experience deep loss of things, conditions, the good old days, good times, my heydays, my health, my vitality, my marriage, my vocation, my friendship, whatever it is, whatever it is. A deep loss requires an adjustment. The adjustment that I'm realizing I need to make is a matter of choice. I must choose and choose and choose again to make the choice again and again and again to be authentic in my experience, to be faithful in my unfoldment, to know God is with me. This little bubble of my experience is surrounded by a cosmic bubble. My will is always about things personal to Carlos Wayne Anderson, things he wants, things he doesn't want, things he hopes for, wishes for, and dreams about. They're about my own personal life, my earthly experience. God's will is all about cosmic reality, all about the development of my soul, and all about a presentation, an experience, a manifestation of what is good for all beings everywhere. And so I vote for what I want, and then I must choose what I get. Thy will be done. The singing was so beautiful during that meditation. It brought to mind, for me, the words of Jesus spoken in the language of his upbringing. Avum Dovashmaya Nithkarash Shmak Tete Malkutak Nitwe Sivyana Kaikana Dovashmaya Af Bara. Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come. Thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven, in manifest reality as it is in the highest potential for being. Thy will be done. How could it be any other way? How could anything but God's will have ever been being done, could ever be being done now, or could ever in the future be being done? After all, there is but one power and one presence in the universe and in my life, God, the good, omnipotent. God is omnipotence itself. God is omniscience itself. God is omnipresence itself. God is the source of all power, the source of all wisdom, the source of all presence. That will is being done. So if I want to pray the always answered prayer, let it be, Father, if it be thy will, it sure would be nice to get what I want. But nevertheless, meaning always the more, let it not be my self-will that is being done, but the will of the Almighty One, who I share oneness with forever, eternally, far beyond the earth. It's a cosmic connection that can never break. Avun Dovashmaya Nitkarak Shimak Tete Makutak Nitwe Sivyana Kaikana Dovashmaya Af Bara. Arabic, source of all that is, in the great invisible, whose nature is whole being, thy manifestation appear, thy will be manifest on earth in physical expression, as it is in the realm of all things are possible. So be it, for so it is. Amen. Peace.